Favorite day of the week. It's Friday, October the 12th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, looky here. Kool-Aid for the masses. Everything is fine. Don't worry. Be happy. This is the AP report on Wall Street today. Wall Street closed out a bumpy week with a moderate advance today as tech stocks charged higher on takeover news and other sectors gained on data that indicated the economy was expanding at a healthy pace. Dow Jones Industrials closed up 77 points at 14,093. NASDAQ, that's where the action is. Back on the internet bubble again, yes. Up 33 points at 2,805. Is it possible we could go back to 5,000? S&P 500, new uncharted territory, up 7 points at 1,561. In the metals complex, time for a little profit-taking, as they say. Gold in New York City closed down $3.20. To end the day at $749.60. Silver off 10 cents at $13.87. Platinum bucking the trend, up $8 at $1,419. And with all the action in palladium of late, palladium decided to have a 3-day weekend and it closed flat at $3.81. Oil. Don't tell Wall Street this, but oil broke to new all-time highs today, soaring above $84 a barrel, but closed below that level, closed up by 61 cents, ended the day at $83.69. It's good to know that everything is fine. U.S. dollar index climbed back from the precipice to gain 15 basis points to end at 78.15. When we return, another noted economist talking about shortages of the physical metal known as gold. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Get over it. A couple of financial reports came out today, which were, they were interesting to say the least. The producer price index was expected at 0.5%, came in hotter than that at 1.1%. Normally that would signal higher gold prices. However, the core is what they focus on, because that's when you take out all the stuff that we buy and just look at the price of concrete sawing machines. And when you do that, the core PPI was expected at 0.2%, came in at 0.1%. Ergo, the the Kool-Aid theory that, don't worry, everything's fine, inflation's under control. Now, normally you would say, well, that would indicate that the Fed really doesn't have to lower interest rates at the end of the month, and they would have sent Wall Street into a tizzy, but nobody said that today. Wonder why. Anyway, what have we got lined up for next week? Well, next week's a full week of economic reports. We got the New York State Empire Index on Monday, net foreign purchases. That should be fun. Industrial production, capacity utilization on Tuesday, consumer price index, housing starts, building permits in the Fed's beige book on Wednesday. That should be worth a laugh or two. Initial jobless claims, leading economic indicators, and the Philly Fed survey on Thursday. Well, as we've been reporting this week, stories of various noted Wall Street economists that are being very favorable to gold, especially the technical guys, the chartists, who, and there's been more than one. I should make a list of all of them that have come out that have pretty much echoed everybody else's opinion that according to their little magic box, their charts, their candlesticks, and the little gnomes that they look at, it seems as though the possibility of gold dropping below $700 is a dream that many of us may have, but it'll never come true. At best, they say, we could maybe go down to 710, and at that point, they recommend pretty much selling everything you own and buying gold. Well, together with J.P. Morgan and Citibank analysts that have come out with favorable impressions of the noble metal this week, Dr. Mark Faber has come out today and obviously echoed their sentiments. Now, if you don't know who Dr. Mark Faber is, he's got a website called Doom and Gloom, which is unfortunate to name your website Doom and Gloom. I think his newsletter is called Gloom Boom Doom. Anyway, he's a smart guy. He was born in Zurich, schooled in Geneva, Switzerland. He got his PhD in economics. Now think about this. When he was 24 years of age at the University of Zurich, he lives in Thailand. As we said, he's best known for his newsletters, but he's been around the block a while. During the 70s, Faber worked for White Weald and Company Limited in New York City and Zurich and Hong Kong. He moved to Hong Kong in 73. He was managing director at Drexel Burnham Lambert from, 1978 until the firm collapsed in 1990. Well, that shouldn't be anything that you hold against the fine doctor. But the point of what the doctor has to say is something that we've been emphasizing sometimes ad nauseum, but still emphasizing that the daily price that you see on gold is not representative of the real world. It has nothing to do with how much gold is out there. Dan Denning writes today from Australia saying gold rose to its highest price since 1980 as a decline in the value of the dollar boosted the appeal of the precious metal as an alternative investment. Gold is gearing up for another rally, adds Paul McCloyd, vice president of the precious metals department at Commerce Bank in New York City. It's moving with the dollar, but it's also gathering its own momentum. What gold has going for it these days, in addition to be a store of value and money for thousands of years of human history, is that the supply of new gold is growing less fast than the supply of new U.S. dollars. This is why Dr. Mark Faber likes gold so much. According to the latest issue of Gloom, Boom, and Doom report, it's not just gold either, but all hard assets, gold, food, mining stocks, they all enjoy the advantages of tangible assets, namely that you can't print gold mines or you can't print an ear of corn. If in the long run, Dr. Faber writes, central banks have no other option but to print money, then the place to be for investors is the asset for which the supply is most limited. Money can be printed, physically, electronically, and the supply of equities and bonds as well as of real estate can be increased significantly, which is true. Here in the Valley of the Sun, we now are offering a free Lexus with every home purchase. I kid you not. But Dr. Faber continues. He says the supply of gold is simply very limited. I therefore continue to maintain that the great bull market in financial assets came to an end around the year 200 and that thereafter a bull market in gold and other commodities began, which was likely to extend for a long time, largely courtesy of our central bankers. Where do stocks fit into this picture? They are not hard assets. Some stocks, though, produce hard assets and precious metal. Dr. Faber says, if one is to believe the money printing will continue to lift asset prices, precious metals would seem, at least for the foreseeable future, to offer a better alternative to equities. Gold mining stocks, which have undergone a serious correction, are now inexpensive compared to the bullion price, also seem to be attractive at these levels. With so many producers of hard assets, Aussie stocks are absolutely flying. If you can't go on, but it does, higher and higher each day, reads a headline in today's Sydney Morning Herald. All sectors are up, banks are up, commodity stocks are up. In general, everything seems to be green today. And so there you have it. Once again, we are dealing with the most simplest of things to understand here, that all financial instruments are easy to reproduce. We can print money. We got a printing press, actually, it's running as we speak. It's been running 24/7 for who knows how long. Probably even longer than 24/7. I don't know how they can put 25 hours in a day, but I'm sure the printing presses in Washington can achieve that objective. After all, when you look at the warehouse where all the money is stored, which is at 100 Orchard Street in New Jersey, you can actually Google it, too. I Googled it a couple of weeks ago when I watched a story about the storage of cash, which is a huge building, and it's three stories high. And when you go, well, you can't get into it because they don't even allow human beings into the storage facility where all the money is kept. Everything is automated. Everything is done by robots, believe it or not. Humans, but when they need a pallet of cash, the robot goes and selects a pallet of cash. And when I say this building, it's 3 footballs long. Now, just imagine this. This is printed money, 3 footballs long, football fields, I should say. It's Friday. Forget how to speak English after a while, after a long week. But it's 3 football fields long. It's 3 stories high, and it's just packed, floor to ceiling, with tens and twenties and hundreds. I mean, it's mind-boggling in its proportion. I mean, when you look at this amount of money, it's backed by nothing. It's just printed paper. And it's like anything else out there. This is why earlier in the week when I told you the story about the rise of numismatics in the late 80s and the reason Wall Street got all excited about it, and then when they finally figured it out, well, it's not really a good idea. Why? Because we can't print numismatic coins. We can't make more of them. There's a very small amount of them out there. They wish they could print them, then they would still be selling them. But they can't, so they don't. We'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Similar problem that we had yesterday. The bump music seems to be a continuous same bump music. Unfortunately, I'm sure it's just a little glitch within the system. As we mentioned, many analysts have come out this week, and you can find these stories on republictradinggroup.net. Morgan Stanley sees gold price rising in 2008 well above $800 an ounce, driven by global economic growth, inflation, and demand from expanding middle classes in developing countries. Morgan Stanley, second biggest U.S. securities firm, said if the U.S. keeps interest rates at accommodative levels, thereby supporting global liquidity, inflation-related pressures on gold will continue. New York-based analyst Jeremy Friesen wrote in a report yesterday that gold has been supported this year by a weakening dollar and by jewelry demand, especially in fast-growing economies like China and India. Some investors also buy precious metals as a store of value in times of inflation. It always amazes me when they say there's no inflation. Inflation is subdued. Inflation is under control. My utility bills in the past 12 months have doubled. And needless to say, gas prices have been equally as volatile. But have you been, you see, and unlike many of these guys, I don't think a lot of these people on Wall Street actually do their own shopping. I think they have servants that do it for them. Or if somebody in the family does it, they never see the bills, so they can never compare. I mean, if you always walk up to your refrigerator and it's always full, you don't have a problem. But if you start paying attention to how much it costs to fill that refrigerator this year as opposed to last year, you will see that it's increased by about 20%. So how can we keep on telling ourselves that we don't have inflation and we don't have to worry about it? Another prediction here. This is from, who was this one from? This is an analyst at, well, I'm not sure. It's out of London. So gold will continue its bill run, gradually move towards an all-time peak of $850 an ounce next year. But the ride will not be smooth. This according to the chartists now. Those are the little guys. Look at the little squiggles here and the squiggles there, the double head tops, the shoulder head patterns, the three waves down, five waves up, whatever. you got to love these guys. They predict the future price movements by plotting past market performance on charts. Say technical indicators have turned positive since last month with the metals moved to a 28-year high and the trend is likely to continue. I'm bullish on the metals complex, bearish on the dollar. Now, there's a smart man. I'm still in the camp that believes we will work towards 775 to start with and 800, and then we could head towards $850 at some stage, said Robin Wilkin, technical analyst at J.P. Morgan. Now, these people, you've got to understand some. These are highly educated people. These are people from Princeton and Harvard. Yes, true Yankees, who wasted a lot of their parents' money. Because they all, well, they're Keynesian. Yeah, I know that upsets a lot of people. I like to call him Keynes because that's how you spell his name. There's a Y there. I understand that Keynes prefers for his name to sound like brains, but that's his choice on how to pronounce his name. I have my choice how to pronounce his names, and there's a Y in there. So I call him Keynes, who, by the way, if you wanted to know which is the official financial policy of one Mr. Ben Bernanke, you got to look no further than his praise for Stanford's University economist John Taylor. In short remarks today, kicking off a conference on Taylor's accomplishments at the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, Bernanke made no comments on the current economy in his videotape remarks. Taylor is best known for his insight into monetary policy, including the so-called Taylor Rule, an eloquent description of how central bankers move interest rates to maximize growth while minimizing price inflation. Yeah, it sounds so good. But it's all based on what? Printing money. Producing wealth out of paper? Does this make any logical sense to anybody? No, of course it doesn't. Well, anyway, it doesn't to me. I prefer to have something that I know is in very, very short supply, as opposed to something that can just be created out of thin air. When we return, we'll catch up. Well, we'll tell you about an event taking place this weekend, and if you listen to our show each and every Wednesday, you'll know what I'm talking about after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
On this Friday, if you happen to be in Southern California this weekend, suggest you head off down to the Marriott, Irvine Marriott, at 18,000 Von Karman Avenue. It's a conference being attended by our special guest each and every Wednesday, Charles Collins. No More Wars for Israel conference. A number of noted speakers will be there this weekend. Captain Joe Cortina, former U.S. Green Beret, talk about what he personally witnessed when he was on diplomatic business in Israel several years ago. Michael Collins Piper, Patrick Graham, Mark Dankoff, and a whole bunch of others. And so this is taking place this weekend. Be interesting to see if there's any reports. Has it been an anti-Semitic conference? Which is always interesting whenever you question the reality of the real world and you happen to say something that ruffles somebody's feathers, then obviously you are an anti-Semite. And that's a reason why we'll never ever get to any reasonable solution in the Middle East, because we have these great divisions in the land of the free and the home of the brave, which is quite amazing. but that's nevertheless the facts. I had to smile this week as Ann Coulter, the poster child for the repeal of the 19th Amendment, equated Judaism to Christianity and said that, she was being interviewed. She was being interviewed on, I've forgotten the guy's name, show. And she blurted out what is obviously her political philosophy, a dispensationalist. Which is that ultimately, and this is the most amazing thing about these people, because I'm listening, I'm watching all this stuff. Now you've got evangelicals out there that are beside themselves because they can't attach themselves to any particular candidate. And the problem that evangelical movement is going to have with this presidential election is, unfortunately, they're going to hang their noose. Oh, unfortunate statement, considering there's so many nooses showing up lately. But they're going to hang their noose on a candidate which ultimately they are going to make the decision based on none of their basic fundamental principles in any way, shape, or form, which is going to completely destroy any moral superiority that evangelicals think that they have. I'm hearing evangelicals talking about supporting Rudy Giuliani. In other words, they are prepared to sacrifice their most cherished belief, and that is the right to life. They will cherish that at the altar of a politician just solely because he may beat Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, just think about this. They are willing to sacrifice their most cherished position on this, as it goes for even big ones like Mr. James Dobson. He too is willing to sacrifice his long held religious beliefs on they've been asked, what's the guy's name, Mark DeGross or DeMoss, I think it is. He is a evangelical PR man. He's written to all the leading evangelicals, and we know who they all are, employing them to support Mitt Romney for president. Now, this is another guy that has a questionable philosophy when it comes to life. I know he says he's pro-life now, but last week he was pro-choice. Seems as though running for president makes you change sort of moral belief systems. And and we have a couple of articles that you can find out about this, why evangelicals may turn to Romney. The continuing search by evangelical leaders for a Republican presidential candidate they can believe in took an intriguing turn this week when a handful of evangelical notables started to lean more publicly and more urgently in the direction of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. The latest move came yesterday when Mark DeMoss, a well-known publicist for a variety of religious or conservative groups and causes, sent a 5-page letter to friends and colleagues explaining that he had decided to back Romney, a Mormon. I got nothing against Mormons. My sister's a Mormon. The only problem I have with Mormons is I went to my niece's wedding, the big Mormon church in San Diego. You can't miss it. It's right off the freeway. Big white thing. It's gorgeous. Drop dead gorgeous. Walked in to go to attend the marriage service, and they said, sorry, you can't come in. I go, why? Well, you're part of the unwashed. Or something to that effect. But the bottom line is, here you've got a real dilemma. Now you have to ask yourself, why Why aren't these people listening to Ron Paul? If the evangelical movement, because the great thing about this presidential election, it's going to expose all the phonies. I mean, the great thing about George Bush and this current administration is because I was completely naive to phony conservatives. Leading up to George Bush's election as president, I thought we were kind of all in the same boat together. I thought we were all, you know, one big happy conservative family. James Dobson, Focus on the Family, Pat Robinson, David Horwitz, communist turned conservative, Newt Gingrich. I mean, I thought we differed on the margins, but I thought, you know, we're all out to defeat the socialist left, the pseudo-communists out there. But it didn't take too long, and it was within a couple of months of the president going into office, I started saying, you know, these people have a different political philosophy than I do. All of a sudden, they're coming, and then obviously it all unfolded, and we now have a new term in our lexicon called neoconservatives. So, I mean, that was very good for me, because I could separate the wheat from the chaff. And it's the same thing now with these evangelicals. I think this is going to be their defining moment. This election is going to define who they are and what their priorities in life are and whether or not they do support the underlying cause. The underlying cause is the right to life. I mean, this is the same problem that I always have when positions on the death penalty. Now, the death penalty is a tough one. The reason I'm opposed to the death penalty, outside of the fact that I think that only God has the right to take your life, I think that's pretty much where it stands, and besides the fact I'm more fearful of facing God than man, but that's neither here nor there. My other big problem with the death penalty is how corrupt the legal justice system is in this country, and how many innocent people are being put to death. They tell us that, oh no, never happens. Well, hello. I mean, not a day goes by when somebody is released that's been incarcerated for the last 20 years, accused in most parts of rape, that now they find that, he didn't commit the rape, but we had him locked up for 20 years. We thought we had everything. This is caused by corrupt public prosecutors. I mean, not public prosecutors, by district attorneys, who have more power, as we often said, than the President of the United States. The only power that they don't have is they can't send your sons and daughters to war. But as we've seen with the Duke LaCrosse case and many others, as a matter of fact, another DA is now going to trial for withholding evidence in the first terrorism case up in Michigan. I mean, it's not a rogue prosecutor out there. It is what they all do. It is the reason why America has the highest incarceration rate on the planet. It helps explain events that take place. You know, it's I don't know what it is when people enter government service. For whatever strange reason, they become these other people. I try to draw an analogy when you're in the military, you look at everybody else as civilians. And it's not a good relationship. As a matter of fact, you look down on civilians because you are in the military. It's kind of like government workers. They think they are better than the general public. They don't realize that they are the servants, not the masters. Case in point, the events that unfolded about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago now in Phoenix International Airport, where that woman died in custody because they said she was crazy. Now, and that kind of justifies whatever actions are now imposed on that person. But now we're starting to find out more and more about this case, or why this woman was originally thrown to the ground and handcuffed and dragged off into jail. Was, first of all, she was a very fragile woman. Besides the fact, I didn't even know this, she was from South Africa. This is a fragile woman, obviously had a problem with depression and drinking and all this kind of stuff. It's a normal thing. Everybody has it. Stresses and strains of life. So obviously she's been dealing with these personal demons in her head, and finally, I guess her family convinced her that, listen, you know, the only way you can help yourself is we're going to send you to Tucson, and there's a clinic down there that'll take care of you and get rid of the demons and, you know, get you off the hooch and all that kind of good stuff. And it obviously takes people in that kind of environment, because as you know, people who do a lot of, take a lot of psychotropic drugs or drink a lot, they're in denial for a long period of time until finally something happens cataclysmic in their life and they finally realize, look, I've hit the wall, I've got to do something. And that's a tough thing for a lot of these people to come to grips with. But once they've come to grips with it, it was most probably a relief to her that she was finally getting help. So they stick her on a plane. Unfortunately, someone didn't go with her if she was that fragile, but that's a whole other point. They stick her on a plane. She gets to Phoenix, connecting flight to Tucson. Tucson's not that far away. It's like a two-hour drive. So it was like a 30-minute air flight. She gets there, she goes for lunch, she goes to the gate, and her flight's fully booked, as normally happens in today's wonderful excursions into the airport. Besides having to deal with the Gestapo, you got to deal with, obviously, the airlines that have a tendency to overbook because they make more money. So she started to get a little frustrated that even though she was booked on the flight because the flight was overbooked, she couldn't get on that flight. And obviously a passenger noticed that she had got flustered. And he offered her his ticket. He said, listen, lady, you can take my ticket. So he gives her his boarding pass. She goes up to get onto the plane and obviously runs into another of these fine government employees working for the TSA or Homeland Security or whatever it is that's standing there. He looks at the ticket and obviously it's a man's name and there's a woman standing in front of him. And he informs her that she's a terrorist. This is the reason why you see in the video that she runs out into the concourse there and starts shouting, I'm not a terrorist, I'm not a terrorist. I mean, who is at fault here? And by the way, this is not the first woman that's died in police custody in Phoenix Airport. I didn't even know this. There's half a dozen people that have died in custody in Phoenix Airport. I mean, it's mind-boggling. But this is the mentality of these people. And this is who you got at the airport. Is there any reason why people don't want to fly anymore? Is there any reason why people don't want to come to America anymore? Because you've got this brain-dead mentality of government employees who think they are better than everybody else, and most probably the gate attendant, the TSA guy, or the Homeland Security guy that was there, he was most probably a baggage handler 6 months ago, probably earning minimum wage of $8 an hour. All of a sudden, they give him a white shirt, a badge, and a black pair of pants, and you are a member of Homeland Security. All of a sudden, his prestige has been lifted, and now he thinks he's Adolf Hitler. This is how these people think. I mean, this is the mentality of all these people. I don't know if it's something that consumes them within government, but apparently it does. And now you have to ask me, Robbie, why do you buy gold? Why should I buy gold? For that very reason. Because everything's being run. Why do you think everything, the war in Iraq is kind of like being run by the DMV? I mean, the same people that run the DMV are running this war. Is it any wonder why it's such a screw up? Whenever I look at anybody working for government, now I know there's some people listening to the show that work for government. I'm not insinuating that you're half a tucker short of a full plate, but you understand what I mean because you meet these people on a daily basis. You work with them all the time, and if you haven't seen it yet, well, then you're not paying attention. This is the reason we're in the mess we're in. And then, unfortunately, other people take advantage of this weakness that these people within government have. And it's the reason why everything's so screwed up. And it's not going to get any better anytime soon. With a small improviso. You want to save America? Elect Ron Paul to President of the United States. It's our only hope. Look, James Dobson. There's an article, James Dobson on Ron Paul, on my website. If that doesn't put the knife into the back of evangelicals and what their moral guidance principles are, I don't know what will. Take a short break. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Friday, my friends. You know, it's this thing called democracy, and it's amazing how we all hail this thing called democracy. We, the people, are led to believe that we have a say in how we are to be devoured. It's just that the devouring is not up for debate. Even if it were fair to allow 51% of the people to take away the rights of the other 49%, in practice, democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner. This sleight of hand was no small feat. It is the very nature of government to promote itself this way. The fact that government isn't actually anyone or anything is part of this sleight of hand. Then you have to ask yourself, what is government? It is not a man that you can challenge openly. If you do challenge a bureaucrat and live to tell about it, there's an endless stream of others just like him. Government is layers, shadows, complicated verbiage in legal tones, implications, and shifting sands. It is the darkest, most depraved, and sinister aspect of greed and lust, and yet it is nothing at all. The puppet masters pulling the strings, calling the shots, are all invisible. And even though some people give him a lot of credit for extensive collateral damage, I'm convinced that even the president is merely a wooden-headed marionette, a figurehead to distract the audience. Bureaucracy is like fighting a ghost. There is no defense to it. And you have to admire it because how clever it was to conceive this. And should you object to being fleeced, ambiguity comes to an end. You'll see the guns come out, the guns of government. The power behind the throne will never be exposed, and even the enforcers are becoming more obscured. But you will know where you stand. The beauty of the system is that it is all paid for by the victim himself. And who is that, you may ask? All you have to do is go look in the mirror. It is you and I. And this is what we are dealing with. And it's unfortunate, but we are dealing with the thing that I often refer to as the beast, the Leviathan, if you will. And the beast is all-powerful, all-consuming. And unfortunately, when we as individuals go up against the beast, he defeats us every time. We can't defeat him individually. Just accept this as a fact of life. I know it may feel good standing up to the beast from time to time, but you're going to have to pay a price for that. And you have to accept the price if you're going to challenge the beast. I've challenged the beast numerous times. I haven't won a single battle with him yet. How many more battles do I have to go against the beast before I finally realize that I can't do it by myself? It has to be done collectively, which is the reason why I still hold a little hope for a guy called Ron Paul. Till Monday. See you back. With recent